Hello there, everyone. This is John Moore, and this is my first podcast for this particular show. And I hope that all of you are doing well. Well, have you ever wanted to have the ability to basically tell people that keep calling you all the time that you don't want to hear from them anymore? There are a myriad of call blocking apps on the Google Play Store. And I know that some people use an app called Mr. Number. I tried it, and I personally had a hard time with it. So the app that I'm going to demonstrate for you tonight is called Extreme Call Blocker Stealth. It's $5.99 on the Google Play Store, and it is pretty accessible. Now, I am not going to start this podcast as if it were a new installation of the app. I already have it set up the way I want, and I have a number that I actually am blocking, so I am leaving it the way it is. But I'm going to tell you what it's like when you first get the app. Now, a little bit about what I'm using. I'm using a Nexus 4 with Android version 4.3. And, of course, the latest version of TalkBack. So that gives you an idea of what I'm using. And I'm also using a Nova Launcher, very heavily customized. So what does Extreme Call Blocker allow you to do? Well, there's a ton of features that this app has. let me go into a few of them. You have the ability to choose whether or not, a person you're blocking gets access to your voicemail. In other words, you can tell it to tell your phone to hang up on them without even ringing or letting you know, or you can just have the call muted and it would go to voicemail, or you can just have it so you don't even hear the ring, or you can just have it go straight to voicemail, no argument. You have the ability to bomb somebody with text messages. Like if somebody's harassing you or whatever, you actually have the ability to basically get revenge on them if they're a cell phone number by, you know, sending them tons and tons of texts, you know, with the same thing, or what you can put the same message in, and you can specify how many times that you want it sent. You also have the ability to, now this part is not very accessible. It's accessible. The audio part of it's accessible, but TalkBack will not read the notification itself. But there's a mobile monitor thing where basically it watches your call log and message log and whatever. And if you have anything that is missing, like if you have a missed call or a missed text, it will make a sound every few minutes. You can program it to make a sound every few minutes until you open said app. That's a disadvantage that I see with the app, is that TalkBack does not tell you exactly what you're monitoring or what is missing, or that's the wrong term, what you haven't looked at yet. I'm sorry. You have both a blacklist and a whitelist. The blacklist, you can't just go in there and add numbers, you know, right and left. It's not that simple. Because they want to make sure that, my guess is they want to make sure that you know who you're blocking, you know, and there's a feature of this app that I think really sets it apart that I'm going to show you in a few minutes. Now, I want to thank Oren, Joshua, a.k.a. Oren, for being willing to be the volunteer for this podcast, as it were. He and I are good friends, but he has okayed me blocking his number for a while I record this podcast. And so before you get any ideas, there's no hard feelings between him and I about this. And so when I start, you know, doing stuff to his number and whatever, and telling the app to do stuff, it's he I got his permission to do it, and I'm gonna put him right back on the contact list. I'm gonna put him right back on the contact list and take him off the blacklist soon. After this podcast is recorded. So, but he's allowed me to block him so that I could show you how to add numbers and how to, you know, you can adjust different settings on the blacklist and whatever. But the first thing we're going to do is we're going to go through the app's initial screens. Now, when you first get the app, you're going to see a dialogue that's a couple of dialogues. One of them is I can't remember exactly what order these are in. I believe the first one is a dialogue that says your call blocker is turned off, and so you click turn on. Now, I have to say that in those first couple dialogues, you have to feel around the screen rather than flicking. Now, mind you, that once you get it set up in the way that I recommend, if you choose to, you will not have to worry about these again. But so you get the welcome dialogue. You have the chance to read the instructions for the app, like read the built-in manual and tutorials. But on that same screen, there's a launch app thing, and there's a launch app button, and it'll turn your it'll turn the app on. Now, when you first get the app, I recommend that you go in there. There are a couple of settings that I think you should change. And we will get to those. Because, like, first of all, it will not automatically start every time you boot the phone by default. So, you need to bear that in mind when you do it. So, that's one thing that you need to go in there and change. So I recommend that you turn that on, and I'll show you where that is. You also have a couple of different options for you can hide the app so that, like, people that use your phone, like, say, if you have a sighted person that needs to use your phone for whatever reason, you can hide the fact that you have a call blocker. You can password protect access to the app. Now, there is another way of doing that. There's a couple of different ways of getting to the app. There's a couple of different things you can do. You can, on some phones, and this doesn't work on the Nexus 4, you can actually go in there and dial your password in the phone dialer, and it will open the call blocker app, so you can adjust it. There's another app, there's an app that you can get from them. It's a pop-up calculator, and basically what you have to do is you have to add numbers to get your password. You have to add, like, two numbers, so your answer has to be your password. And when that, when the answer is your password, it'll open up the app. Now, I don't do that. I just use it, because, I've never had anybody, ask to use my phone, and I keep my screen filter so dark that most people don't need to. So, this is not an issue for me, but if you are in a situation where, like, you have to share a phone with someone or you have to do whatever and you want to keep your call blocker hidden, I'll show you how to go about doing that too. And you can program the app to do several things, a whole bunch of other things as well. So let's go into the app now. I'm going to go into my app drawer here. Well, first of all, I'm going to show you what it does in the notification center. So I'm going to go to Expand Notifications here.
Expand Notifications.
I hope that you guys can hear the phone, because I've got it as loud as
ringtone
it
volume
will go
set to 100%.
Sorry. Yeah, I've got it as loud as it'll go, and I can't turn it up any louder.
Home screen 3. Firefox.
I put a pad on the phone. I put a 20 dB pad on the channels that the phone is hooked up to, so I can so that way it doesn't get too loud. So I'm gonna go to the Expand Notification Center.
Expand notification shade 1749. Quick settings. Screen filter. The extreme call blocker active. The 31st of July 2013. Ongoing notification can be turned off in side app setting.
Now, you will always see that. If you have a particular setting turned on, if you have the ongoing notification setting turned on, you will see that. Now, I prefer to keep that on because it's an easier way of accessing the app and keeping it running. But again, what you can also do is you can have that turned on, but if someone clicks on it, they have to know your password. You can do that as well.
Screen filter enabled. Home
okay.
Button.
All right. So let's get out of here. Actually, no, let's not. I'm going to launch it directly from the notification center. Let me get back in there. This is how I do it normally.
Quick screen filter. Extreme call blocker.
Okay, so now we're in the main screen of the app. Now, I'd like to point out, before I go any further, that there are features of this app that I do not use. So I won't be going into detail about them. I'm just going to show you how I use the app and what it can do and what I feel it can do for you. Okay, so we start at the top. So let's flick to the right. There's nothing there. And that's a good indicator that you're at the start of the app screen, I think. I think that's just a visual graphic or something. It's not relevant.
Extreme call blocker.
Of course, we have the title.
On.
That tells you whether it's on or off.
Settings.
Well, there's settings right there. We will go into a lot of the settings here in a minute.
Block log.
This is, it keeps track of what calls and texts it blocked for you. So, yes, there is a block log. And if I go in here.
Alert useful tips. Long press to delete. Ascend blocked number to black or white list. Press the menu key to email the log. Okay. Don't show again. Useful. Long press to okay.
And button. if you click on this for the first time, like I just did, you'll get like these. If you click on a lot of screens for the first time, you'll get these useful tips thing.
Don't show again button.
Let me click don't show again.
Extreme call blocker.
There we go.
Extreme call.
Okay, and there's calls.
Message. Empty.
And, of course, mine is empty because the person that I'm blocking has not attempted to call again. So I don't have any way of knowing that.
Menu button. Back button. Extreme call blocker.
Now, this menu button, I guess that's a new thing because I don't recall seeing that in older versions of the app. Okay, now, I have to say, I've had this app for quite a long time. I've had it since about April or May, and it was one of the first apps I put when I got my second Nexus 4. It was one of the first apps I put back. I put on it again after I got it because I think this is a fantastic app, and it has gotten better in terms of there were a few bugs in the past that I'll explain when we get there. When we get to certain points in the app, there were some issues that it had, but. These developers are really good at fixing them, and they work on the app very vigilantly. It's very, very popular. All right, so let's get
setting.
There's block log.
Blacklist.
That allows you to view your blacklist, and we will go in there later on.
Whitelist.
And then that's the whitelist. Now, the blacklist is, of course, it should be obvious, your blocked numbers, you know, and I'm going to show you later how to modify that, how to add a number to it. In fact, there's a feature that I recommend that blind users turn on, which I'll show you in a minute, where after every call that's not from one of your contacts, it gives you the option of, you know, what do you want to do with this number? And so I'm going to show you how to add a number to the blacklist, and then how to add a number to the whitelist. So, all right. Well, it's the same thing, but it's different options.
Private MSG.
I have not really played with this. This is a feature where it you can basically put text messages that you from people you know into this app's like private message, almost like a mailbox. I don't know exactly how that works. I don't use it for text. I mainly use it for calls. So we won't be going there. If anyone else would like to go into more detail about that, then feel free.
Profiles.
Again, this is something that I don't use. This is, you can basically set it up to where people can be blocked at different times, or different things can happen to different people and stuff like that. I don't use this that much. I haven't actually played with this, so we're not going to do it.
Groups.
I don't even know what that is. I think that allows you to organize your contacts into groups and then put them on different lists.
Mobile monitor.
The mobile monitor, we'll get to this. And of course, we're back at the bottom. So let's go into settings.
On. Settings. On.
Now, I believe if you double tap on.
Off.
That, of course, that turns it off, so you don't want to do that, so you double tap it again.
Ongoing notification can be turned off. Extreme on.
And of course, it reminds you that on that, you know, when the notification pops up. All right.
Settings.
Let's go into settings here and play around.
Press back key to save changes. Application setup.
And that's, you know, I really like that about this app is that you press your back button, which is on the bottom left of your screen, and it will save all your changes for you. It's easy to save changes with this app, and I love how TalkBack. I remember when I first got it, thinking, "How do I get all this stuff saved?" And that's how you do it: is you just you press your back key to save your changes. All right, let's go into this setting screen is divided up into categories. So let's go in and see what we have here. Sorry about that.
Application setup.
Okay, and these are it says application setup right there, but we have categories.
Setup categories. General app setup. Okay. Service notifications. Password. Special phone mode, etc.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me repeat that.
General app setup. Setup service notifications. Password. Special phone mode, etc.
Okay, and if we go again.
Profile.
Private.
Setup categories. Call blocking setup.
Call blocking.
Setup call blocking options. Erase call log, block all calls, etc.
Okay.
Double tap to select. Message blocking setup.
Message blocking.
Setup message blocking options. Save blocked MSG, auto response, etc. Double tap to select.
Auto response, basically just call it message bombing, because that's how they market it on the Google, on the Google Play Store.
Private MSG setup. Set up
private messages.
Box options. Timeout. Remote clear. Sneak up guard, etc.
And again, that's
double tap to select.
I don't use the message box, but we'll go in there and look at them because I have tinkered around a little bit with it.
Profile and contact groups. Select calendar S for profile and contact group scheduling.
Yeah, it's
double tap to select.
It's, you know, you can schedule people to be blocked at different times of the day and things like that. That's what that allows you to do. But again, I don't use that.
Mobile monitor setup. Set up to monitor call and message activity on this phone.
Okay, and then of course that's your mobile monitor, and we'll get to that. All right, so now let's go back to
general app.
General.
Setup.
Double tap it.
Setup.
All right, now I'm gonna. All right, let's go through these options here.
Application setup.
Okay, and that's always gonna be at the top.
User setup.
Now we're into the first heading, which is user setup.
Hide app. Hide this app from my app list. Checkbox. Not checked.
Double
tap to select.
You can hide it. And this is if you want to do password creation, and you can hide the app and then enter your password a certain way. There are certain ways of launching it. I personally don't recommend this, but that's because I tried it on the Nexus 4 and it did not you know, the feature that I was trying to use where you can dial your password from your phone, from your phone's dialer, didn't work. So I choose not to hide it.
Enable password. Enable and activate password protection of the call blocker. Checkbox. Not checked.
Now,
double
when you
tap to select.
When you I'm going to enable this and show you what screen you get.
Alert set password. Please set password now. Okay. Set password.
Okay, so set passwords at the top.
Please set password now. Okay button.
Okay.
Please set
okay so button. That tells you, you know, set double it now, and select. Then if you double tap okay.
Alert set password. Use digits only. 6 digits minimum. Don't use real phone number. Password. Confirm password. Okay. Cancel.
Okay, so let's start here.
Set password. Use digits only. 6 digits minimum. Don't use real phone number.
Okay, so it tells you got to have a 6 digit minimum.
Password. Edit box.
And of course you
double tap to enter text.
Yeah, and of course you enter the text there and there's your password.
Confirm password. Edit
and
box.
Then you confirm it.
Okay, but cancel.
And
button.
Then there's okay, so, but I'm going to double tap cancel.
Application setup. Application setup.
Now, this app used to have a bug in it where when you would double tap something, it would jump to the top again. And it's nice to know that has largely been fixed. I imagine it probably jumped back to the top then because I didn't enter anything.
User set hide. Enable password.
And
enable
if you're going to hide
password
it,
password protection of the call blocker. Checkbox not checked.
Sorry, if you're gonna
double
hide it,
to select.
If you're gonna hide it, I highly recommend that you password protect access, because otherwise you're not gonna be able to set up anything or change settings. All right, so let's keep going.
Set password. Set to change your private SMS box password.
That's it. If,
double tap to select.
That's if you're using the SMS mailbox that allows you to, you know, set that thing's password or change it.
Start service on boot. Automatically start the service when phone boot up. Checkbox. Check.
Now that I highly
double
recommend
tap
that
to select.
I highly recommend that you keep that on. That you turn that on. It's off by default. Turn it on, because otherwise you'll have to relaunch it every time you boot your phone up. And I personally got kind of irritated at that because I kept forgetting to do it. So if you leave that on, once you turn it on, you'll be glad you did.
After call pop-up, allow pop-up reminder window after each call. Checkbox. Checked.
Now,
double tap to select.
That does what it says it does, and that's something that I'm gonna show you in a minute, because I'm gonna ask Oren to call me, and because he's no longer in my contacts, that's going to pop up, and and that is what makes adding to the blacklist accessible, is the after call pop up. Otherwise, it's harder to get. It's you can't get numbers on the blacklist without that thing on if you're a TalkBack user, because I don't see an add button on the blacklist screen. But if there's not one, I can completely understand why. Because they don't want people abusing this. In the new versions of the app, at least in my experience, this has been off by default. So you want to double tap it and turn it on and come in here. That should be one of the first things you turn on. Now, you say, well, you know, what do I do if one of my contacts calls? Well, there's a workaround, which I'll get to in a second. But that's in another setting. That's in another part of settings, but we'll get there. So let's keep going.
Default call option. Select default call blocking option when adding from pop-up.
Okay, and this is something that, okay, I'm going to double tap this. This is what, you can actually select it to do something automatically every time the call pops up. So let me double tap this.
Alert default call.
Okay, sorry.
Default call option.
All right, let's scroll through this box.
No action. Checked.
Okay, there's no action.
Send to voicemail. Not checked.
You can send it to the voicemail.
Hang up no voicemail. Not checked.
Hang up no voicemail.
Mute call only. Not checked.
That's mute call.
Cancel button.
I am going to click cancel.
Application setup.
Because in my opinion, I think it's good to at least answer the call, so that way, when the call blocker thing pops up, you can decide what to do with it. Like, I had an incident yesterday where I think it was like a telemarketer or something tried to call me, but it was a wrong number. And so when the call blocker came up, I just said, cancel, don't do anything. Okay, and I see it's jumped back to the top again.
Default call option. Default MSG option. Select default MSG blocking option when adding from pop-up.
Okay, when adding from pop-up. Yeah, oh, okay, yeah. This is if you want to only have it do one thing when you, like, if you're adding something to the blacklist from the call log, it will automatically default select this. Option. So I'm going to go in there and choose.
Send to voice. Hang up no voicemail.
I'm going to choose hang up. I'm going to choose hang up no voicemail.
Application setup. Default call option. Select default MSG option. Select default MSG.
Okay, and now I'm going to go in there and I'm going to change this.
Alert default MSG.
This is if someone tries to send you a text, and you add them to the blacklist.
Default M. No action.
There's,
checked.
Of course, no action.
Erase. Not checked.
Erase.
Save in block log. Not
save
checked.
In block log. That's, I mean, if you want to go back and look at it to see what it was, you can do that.
Hide in private box. Not checked.
You can hide in your private box.
Auto reply only. Not checked.
Auto reply only. Again, you can have this app send like a response of your choosing.
Cancel button.
There's cancel.
Default erase. Erase.
So I'm going to choose not erase set. Here.
Application setup.
Okay, and we're back. Let me get back down here.
Default call option. Link notification. Checkbox. Check.
That's a visual thing. Blink it on and off. I'm going to uncheck that.
Link notification. Checkbox. Not checked. Showing items 9 to 17.
And of course, that's TalkBack. That's the new TalkBack's auto scrolling feature.
Ongoing notification. Ongoing notification is required to set the blocking service to be run in foreground. Checkbox. Check.
Yes, and keep that on. If it's not on when you get the app, turn that on, because that'll allow you to set things up easier. Let me see where I'm at in the app. Hold on.
Link notification.
There we ongoing go. Sorry.
Regular notification. Put the notification in the regular area instead of ongoing. Checkbox. Not checked.
I wouldn't recommend you do that because you can clear it easily, and so that's just my personal preference.
Select notification icon. Select notification bar icon. For status notification.
That's a visual thing. I'm not going to go in there.
Set notification title. Set the title displayed with the notification.
That allows you to type in a custom title for it. Again, I don't do this.
Set notification text. Set the text displayed with the notification.
And of course, the same thing with the text that's below it.
Log blocking event. Log blocked calls and SMS in blocking history log. Checkbox. Checked.
That's if you want to at least keep a record of who you have blocked, like when they try to reach you and whatever. I can think of a good use for this. When you are, like, let's say that somebody's after you and you block them, and yet they continue to call you, so you call law enforcement and you explain to them that though you have blocked their number, they have continued to call you, so you can show them your block log, and they'll see that they did it persistently.
Block log notification. Show notification when block happened.
And of course, that's another thing. I'm going to go in here. This you can tell it. you know, do you want a notification shown? Let me double tap this.
Alert cancel.
And I'll show you what we have.
No notification. Checked.
Okay, there's no notification.
Status bar. Not checked.
Status bar.
LED only. Not checked. State LED only.
Oh, LED, like light, if you want it to blink at you.
Status bar and LED. Not checked.
Status bar and that.
Status bar and sound. Not checked.
Status bar and sound.
Status bar and vibrate. Not
that
checked.
That status bar and vibrate.
Status bar and LED and sound. Not checked.
And of course, you know, vice versa, like all these different combinations.
Status bar and sound.
I'm going to choose status bar and sound.
Application. Block log notification. Link block log note. Showing items 17 to 25 of 25.
Okay, we've scrolled again.
Block log notification icon. Select.
That's block icon.
Block log notification title.
Title.
Block log notification text.
Text.
Modified ringtone. Select ringtone with first ring muted.
I don't exactly know what that does. I haven't actually played with that.
Blocking priority. Set blocking priorities of different lists.
Yeah, and of course, this will allow you to prioritize your lists. So let's double tap this.
Alert cancel. Blacklist. Profile. Group. Checked.
Blacklist is first.
Blacklist. Group. Profile. Not checked. Profile. Blacklist. Group. Not profile. Group. Blacklist. Group. Blacklist. Profile. Group. Profile. Blacklist. Cancel button.
Yeah, okay. So that allows you to set, like, what priority should the app give to certain parts of the app? Like, you know, should a profile with certain things in it come first? Should the default blacklist go first? Or should a certain group of contacts go for? I can't really explain that because I don't necessarily play with that part of the aspect of the app too much.
Application. Fail safe mode. Blocking priority. Set.
Okay, fail safe mode.
Do not enable unless instructed by developer. Checkbox. Not
yeah, checked. And I haven't done that, so, you know, because I haven't been asked to.
Special mode. Do not enable unless instructed by developer. Checkbox. Not checked.
The special mode, I accidentally turned this on one time, and it's designed for LG phones, but I don't know what the difference is. I turned it off.
Enable lock screen. Enable lock screen.
And this is... Hold on. Let me double tap this.
Lock screen disabled.
Oh, okay.
Special mode. Enable lock screen. Alert warning. You must disable this option before uninstall the app. Otherwise, you will not be able to uninstall this app. Okay. Warning. Okay.
Oh, it's
setup. Application setup.
It's show the app on lock screen. I think that's what it does. And again, you heard what it said. You have to disable that before you uninstall it. Otherwise, you won't be able to uninstall it. But why would you want to uninstall it?
Back button.
All right, so let's go back.
Double applications setup general apps call blocking setup setup okay. Call blocking options.
All right, now we're gonna do
application setup.
We're gonna do call. We're gonna go into call blocking options here.
Application setup call blocking setup.
All right.
Erase call log. Erase blocked numbers from phone call log. Checkbox checked.
That's a really cool thing because when it blocks a number, it will erase it from the call log, so you don't even know the dang app did it without going into your block log. So you have no way of knowing, that it actually blocked a number.
Erase call log delay. Adjust the erase call log delay after call is ended.
And of course, you can specify how long you want to keep it in the call log if you want to at all.
Whitelist contact. Whitelist all contacts listed in my phone book. Checkbox. Check.
Now, I really recommend that you turn that on because otherwise it's going to, even if a number is in your contact list, it's going to ask you when that number calls, what do you want to do with it? And I have found that this app, because like basically when you check that checkbox, that no longer is a problem, because it just, they're not in the physical whitelist, which is really weird, because when you look at your whitelist, but the app knows not to do anything to those numbers. So I really recommend that you keep this option, that you check this option when you get your phone, when you get this app, because it will allow you to basically none of your contacts have to you won't get call pop-ups every time your contacts call you.
Ring contact calls. Unmute contact calls when phone is muted. Checkbox. Not checked.
That does what it says it will do. It unmutes the phone. Even if your phone is on silent and one of your contacts calls you, it will unmute the phone. I don't recommend this if you are in like school or whatever and somebody calls you and it goes off. I don't know what that's there for. I honestly don't. I think it's there for people who basically they only want to hear from their contacts. I think that's what that's for. Oops, come on.
Block all calls. Enable this to block all incoming calls. Checkbox. Not checked.
I would say this is like if you want some peace and quiet, you know, at a certain time, you can basically ban all people from calling you. You can basically block everyone. I don't recommend that you do that unless you have a need to, or you need some privacy or whatever.
No voicemail. Block voicemail for all calls. Checkbox. Not
and of course, if you have it's disabled because you have to check the other option before you check that. And that will allow you to check. That will allow you basically your calls. If like when people call, they won't be able to leave you voicemails. I may actually be using this when I go on a retreat in October. I may actually be using that where I'll basically have all incoming calls blocked and people won't be able to leave me voicemails.
Block anonymous calls. Block private and unknown and calls with no valid number. Checkbox. Check.
And of course that allows you to block like if the number's not obvious on the phone, like if the phone detects it's a private number, like star 66 or unknown or whatever, those calls, you can block those calls automatically.
Block anonymous VM. Block voicemail for anonymous calls. Checkbox. Check.
And of course, that will deny anonymous callers access to your voicemail. Now, I am not exactly sure how this works because my voicemail is powered by Google Voice and not by T-Mobile. So, I don't know how well this app works. That's something I'm gonna try with Oren here in a minute about the no voicemail access.
Showing items 9 to 17 of 17.
Okay, we auto-scrolled. Here we go.
Block stranger calls. Block calls from numbers not in your contact book. Checkbox. Not checked.
Don't do that unless you really want to be secluded. That basically will block everybody except for people on your immediate contact list. I don't recommend that because if you get somebody's number and they're not in your list and they try to call you and you have this checked, they're automatically going to be blocked. Not a good idea.
Block stranger VM. Block voice.
And of course, that does.
Stranger calls. Checkbox. Not checked. Disabled.
And of course, that when you check that other checkbox, this one becomes enabled, and you can choose what you want, like whether you want to have let them access your voicemail or not.
Mute stranger call. Mute stranger calls only. Checkbox. Not checked.
Now, there's a difference between muting and blocking. Muting basically allows them to call you, but your phone does not ring. It basically allows it. You don't hear it, but it shows up in your log.
Respond blocked call. Send text message response to blocked blacklist calls. Checkbox. Checked.
And of course, that's a text. You know, you can send a text response to the caller. Like the bombing that I was telling you about earlier. You can have your phone automatically text them.
Response message. Set response MSG to blocked calls.
Now I have one set. I believe mine is please do not call this number again. Of course, if you double tap that, then you find the edit box and you can either dictate or type a message in.
Allow pretender. allow pretender selection when editing blacklist. Checkbox. Not checked.
I am not sure what that is.
Auto adjustment. Let the blocker find and adjust to their optimum delay when block call. Checkbox. Not checked.
I am not exactly sure what that is either. I don't mean to sound like somebody who doesn't know this app, but there are features that I do not use. So, you know, I have no idea.
Block waiting call. Allow the blocker to terminate a waiting call. Active call will be killed too. Checkbox. Checked.
Yeah, okay, that's if you don't want... Like, say you're on a... You're on a call and someone tries to call you. You can have the phone, like, basically would be like a line is busy thing where you can have it reject the call. But again, there's a catch to that. Like you heard, it will kill the call you're on too. So be careful with that. Okay. And that screen's over. So we're going to go back.
Back button. Application setup. General app set. Call. Message.
All right, now we're going to go to messaging.
Setup message blocking options.
We're going to go to messaging.
MSG, auto response, etc.
Okay, we're going to go to messaging options. This is one that I haven't played with very much, but I'll try my best.
Application setup. Application setup. Message blocking.
Message
setup.
Blocking setup.
Whitelist contacts. Whitelist all contacts listed in my phone book for MSG. Checkbox. Not checked.
Whoops. Okay, let me fix that.
Whitelist contacts. Whitelist all contacts listed in my phone book for MSG. Checkbox. Check.
I thought I had done that. Whoops. Okay. Well, actually, it didn't make that much of... Actually, even when I didn't have that checked, it didn't make that much of a difference because I was still able to text contacts.
Block stranger MMS. Block MMS from numbers not in your contact. Checkbox. Not checked.
And again, don't do that unless you genuinely don't want to hear from anyone but your contacts.
Block stranger SMS. Block SMS from numbers not in your contact. Checkbox. Not checked.
Because we got that.
Save blocked SMS. Save blocked stranger SMS in blocking history log. Checkbox. Not checked.
And again, now I have this set up to where it will not do that. Because if I don't want to hear from somebody, I don't want to read what they said in the log.
Respond blocked MSG. Send response to blocked unknown and blacklist SMS/MMS checkbox. Not checked.
And of course, this is the bomb. Now, okay, I'm gonna demonstrate how this works. So I'm gonna double tap the. I'm gonna check this.
Respond blocked MSG. Send response to blocked unknown and blacklist SMS/MMS checkbox. Checked.
Okay, now I'm going to go over here and I'm gonna set one up.
Response message. Set response MSG to blocked SMS/MMS.
Okay, so I'm going to double tap this.
Showing text keyboard.
Now I'm going to dictate one.
C. Space. Voice input.
Please do not message me again, period. I do not want to hear from you, period.
Hear from. Please do not message me again. I do not want to hear from you. Setup message. Edit box. OK button. Application setup.
Now, the reason why I didn't say anything is because dictation was still on, even though I had already set one up. So even though I had already finished, it tends to leave dictation on for a few seconds, and as I've learned the hard way a few times... if you say something, like if you're talking to someone else or whatever, and dictation is still on, it tends to type it in, even though you didn't mean it to. So that's why I didn't say anything when I clicked OK.
Respond blocked MSG. Response message. Send message bomb. Set how many response message you want to send.
Yeah, and this is the fun thing. This is, you know, if you want to get back at somebody that's harassing you, this is what I was telling you about earlier with the bomb. So let's double tap this.
Alert set number of messages. 1. Okay. Cat set number. Edit box. 1.
Okay, so if I, of course, double tap this.
Pen.
I get a keypad on the phone. And now, let me say, only use this if you are really ticked off at whoever's texting you and you want to just get them back and show them how they feel. how you feel.
Return, delete. One deleted.
So be careful how you do this, because this can irritate people to death. All right, so I'm going to say send it.
Disabled. T. Shift. Voice in. Symbol. Voice
okay,
input.
I'm going to dictate again. 20.
20. OK button. Application setup.
Now.
Showing items 1 to 9 of 10.
Okay, so now, if somebody I blacklisted tries to text me, they're going to get 20 of those. They're going to get 20 of those messages. Like, they're going to get bombarded with them. All right, here we go. Poor Orin, you know, who's my guinea pig for this podcast, is, you know, I warned him beforehand. What was going to happen to him. So he knows what's coming. All right.
Response message. Send message bomb. Set how many.
All right, let's go here.
Secondary SMS protection. Checkbox. Not checked.
I am not sure what that is, actually.
Secondary SMS protection. Do not enable unless instructed by developer. Checkbox. Not checked.
Oh, okay.
Showing
okay.
Items 3 to 10 of 10.
Okay, makes sense.
Leave copy when forward. Leave a copy of the message on this phone when forward. Checkbox. Not checked.
And of course, you can leave a draft of the messages on the phone. And that's it.
Back.
All right, so let's get out of here.
Profile and private message. Private MSG setup.
Okay, now the private
MSG box
the private messaging box
remote
that,
clear sneak
that's,
up guard etc.
Well, okay, let's go in here, but I can't really explain what some of these do because I don't use the message box.
Application setup.
Okay, application setup.
Application setup. Private MSG setup. Enable password. Enable and activate password protection of private SMS box. Checkbox, not checked.
Now, I'll tell you what this feature is really, what this private message box is really good for, is, again, if you share phones and you have texts that you don't want people to see in the regular messaging app. But again, this is something that I don't really play with, so I'm just going through here to show you guys.
Set password. Set a check. Hide mailbox. Hide private SMS box entry and setup. Checkbox. Not checked.
I don't recommend that.
Open key. This key opens the mailbox and set up and extends the timer.
Okay, I'm not sure what that is either.
Show timeout warning. Show warning when mailbox is timing out. Use open key to extend the timer. Checkbox. Not checked.
You know what? I think what this box does is it allows you to... I suppose, like, if you're texting someone or whatever, and you only have a certain amount of time, I'm guessing you can set that up. If somebody wants to go into more detail about that, I will not be mad if you do, because I would appreciate it myself.
Enable remote clear. Text yourself with password to remotely clear the mailbox. Checkbox. Not checked.
I don't know if that feature will work on the Nexus.
Conversation style. Switch on / off the conversation style. Checkbox. Checked.
That's like threading, you know, kind of like what a lot of mail clients have now.
Timeout minutes. Showing
timeout minutes.
9 to 16 of 23.
I guess that's how long you want the box to remain open before it closes.
Enable sneak up guard. Shake phone to close the mailbox when people sneaking up on you. Checkbox. Not checked.
Yeah, that was introduced in the last app update. Well, not the last app update. It was introduced a couple of app updates ago, where basically if somebody is sneaking up behind you and you're trying to read your text messages and they're trying to look over your shoulder, you can shake your phone and it will...
Set note.
Oops.
Select allow note. Icon note. Enable. Timeout. Enable sneak up.
That allows you to you can shake your phone and it'll hide the mailbox so nobody can see what you were actually doing. You know, reading your private texts and whatever. You don't want people you don't know reading, you know, messages to between you and your girlfriend or boyfriend. So, you know, it would make a lot of sense. You shake the phone and it closes the box.
Icon notification. Show status bar notification when new SMS arrives. Checkbox. Not
of course, that's, you know, I think this extreme call blocker, I think what the message box is it's an alternative to the messaging client itself. That's what it's sounding like, a more private version, but I don't know for sure.
Sound notification.
Sound.
Allow notification access. Allow access to mailbox directly from status bar notification. Checkbox. Not checked.
And of course, that's you know, if you're the only one, like if you allow notifications, but again, I don't use the box.
Select notification icon.
Select icon.
Set notification title. Set notification text. Set notification text. Vibrate notification. Vibrate the phone when new message arrives. Checkbox. Not checked.
Yeah, you can program it to vibrate.
LED notification.
Flash.
LED colors. Select
colors.
LED color. Move old MSG here. Automatically move private MSGs here when open. Checkbox. Not checked.
I think that's pretty self-explanatory.
Move sent MSG here. Move. Link widget. Link widget to private SMS box. Checkbox. Not checked.
I think that allows you to link Google's default widget. If you're running stock Android, to the private message box. But again, that's something I don't use.
SMS delivery status. Enable SMS delivery status. Display delivery status on screen. Checkbox. Not checked.
That's pretty self-explanatory. And you know, that's one thing that I really like about this app, is that it explains stuff for the most part. It explains what each setting does.
Back button.
Let's go back.
Application setup. Mobile mod. Private MSG, profile and contact groups. Select calendar S for profile and contact group scheduling.
That is something that I know absolutely nothing about, so we're not even going in there.
Mobile monitor setup.
Now
setup
this
to monitor call and message activity on this phone.
This is a new feature that was just introduced. I think about a week ago, we got an app update that has 4.3 compatibility, and also they introduced this. So we're
going to
go in here.
Extreme call blocker.
This is actually a pretty cool feature, actually, because for a number of reasons, which I'll get to in a second.
Mobile monitor setup.
Okay, mobile monitor setup. All right.
Lock mobile monitor. Lock the app so that it cannot be uninstalled without unlocking it. Checkbox. Not checked.
Of course, that's I believe what that does is it locks it. It makes it so that you can't, you know, because it's monitoring, you can't uninstall it without actually going into the app and disabling that. I think that's what that means.
Start on boot. Enable the mobile monitor automatically when phone restart. Checkbox. Not checked.
And of course, that will allow you to turn it on to keep it so that it comes on at boot up. Let me check that, because I've been meaning to do that.
Start on boot. Enable the mobile. Show notification. Show notification. Checkbox. Not checked.
Okay, show notification. Let me check that. That may explain why I was having some access issues with it, because it may have been my own fault.
Show notification. Polling interval. Select how often you would like the information to be delivered / notified.
And of course, if you double tap this...
Alert polling interval. Polling interval. 5 minutes. Checked.
And that'll do it every 5 minutes by default.
10 minutes.
10.
20 minutes.
20.
30 minutes.
30.
40 minutes.
40.
50 minutes.
50.
1 hour.
1 hour.
1 hour. 2 hours.
2 hours.
3 hours. 4 hours.
3, 4.
5 hours.
5.
Cancel button.
And then cancel.
Extreme
but
call
that will basically send you status reports every few minutes. If you have activity on your phone you haven't acknowledged yet.
Master phone. Enable remote monitoring. Show notification. Remote monitoring setup.
Okay, now we get into remote monitoring. I have no idea how this actually works. You can view it on, I guess, your computer or something, but I don't know exactly how that works.
Enable remote monitor. Check the box to enable remote mobile monitor on this phone. Checkbox. Not checked. Master phone number. Add the phone number to which the log will be delivered to.
Oh, okay, that's right. You can specify a number that you want the information delivered to. Like, basically, you can have your phone logs go to another number. I can think of a reason for this. Like, if you share phones, you may want to, like, say you have a Google Voice number, you can have it either text that number, or a little bit later on, we'll see an email option.
Forward via email. Forward information using email. Otherwise, use text messages. Checkbox. Not checked.
Yeah, and you can have it send your call logs by email. I believe there's a restriction to that. I think you can only use Gmail, but I'm not sure if that's accurate or not.
Showing items 9 to 18 of 30.
Yeah, this is a very customizable screen.
Sender email address. Gmail only. Do not use any other email service. Disabled.
Yeah. And if you have that checked, that basically says, where is this coming from?
Sender email password. Email password of the sender email. Disabled.
And again, that's Gmail only. Now, I have a Gmail address, so this wouldn't be an issue for me if I enabled that. And I may enable that eventually to see what it does.
Receiver email address. Email address to which the information will be sent. Disabled.
And of course, I can have that sent to my iCloud account.
Missed calls only. Forward missed calls information only. Checkbox. Not checked.
Now we get to where you can choose what you want forwarded. So we have, you can do missed calls only first.
Incoming call. Forward incoming call information. Checkbox. Not checked.
That's it. Incoming.
Outgoing call. Forward outgoing call information.
Calls.
Checkbox. Not incoming MSG. Forward incoming message information. Checkbox. Not checked. Outgoing MSG. Forward outgoing message information. Checkbox. Not MSG content. Forward message content also. Does forward message content also. Does not apply to MMS. Checkbox. Not
yeah,
checked.
You can actually have this
showing
thing.
Showing items 18 to 27 of 30.
You can have it forward your texts, which that's interesting.
App install. Forward information about app install and uninstall. Checkbox. Not checked.
See, you can probably figure out that this thing basically monitors your phone activity and can send you reports, when things happen.
Local monitoring setup.
Okay, now we get to what's called local.
Enable local monitor. Check the box to enable local mobile monitor. Checkbox. Checked.
And of course, I have that turned on.
Missed call reminder. Remind user of missed call on this phone. Checkbox. Check.
And it will. It will. I have deliberately put off calling people to see how this works. And if people call me and they want me to call them back, I've actually done this. And it will make a sound every few minutes until you go in there and you either call the person back or erase the number.
Unread MSG reminder. Remind user of unread MSG on this phone. Checkbox. Check.
And of course, it also notifies you of unread messages. Now, again, this is where it makes the sound, and you have to figure out what it's trying to alert you of. But that may be because I don't have the notification. I didn't have the notification thing checked before.
Sound notification. Use notification sound for reminder. Checkbox. Checked.
And of course, that's what I've got on, and I recommend you keep that on as well.
Select ringtone. Select ringtone for sound notification.
Of course, you can select your ringtone from in there. I have a ringtone already selected, so we're not going in there.
Vibrate notification. Vibrate phone for reminder. Checkbox. Check.
Of course, that's vibrate.
Vibration length. Set how long the vibration lasts. In seconds. Default 2 seconds.
Yeah, and of course, that's pretty self-explanatory.
Vibration length. All day reminder. Send reminder all day with no silence period. Checkbox. Checked.
That, of course, again, that's pretty obvious.
Silence time start. Select when you would like the reminder to stop. Disabled.
And of course, you can select a, if you uncheck that checkbox, you can do that where you can set, like, if you don't want it to bug you at night or whatever. But it's really not that intrusive unless you have something that you've been meaning, unless you have something like either a missed call or an unread message. That's when it gets really, that's when it can get annoying, because it'll makes a sound every few minutes until you go into your phone and do stuff.
Silence time stop. Select when you would like time to remind.
Okay, so it's going to go back.
Application setup.
And there are, that's the settings area.
Back button.
So,
extreme call blocker.
Now, one other thing that I forgot to mention is that when this app updates, anytime you get an update, they incur, if you want to like turn the new features on and get the enhancements or whatever that come with each update, you need to reboot the phone every time you get an update. I mean, it's still going to be active, so you don't have to, but if you want, in order for me to get the mobile monitor working, I actually had to reboot the phone, you know. So basically, they encourage you to reboot the phone after you get an update to the app. All right, let's...
Next on, set, block log.
Okay, that's the block log. We've already been in there.
Blacklist.
I'm not going to go into the blacklist right now because I have a number in there that I'm blocking that I really... I feel it's nobody's business hearing what number I'm blocking. But I'm going to take you in there right now just to show you that you can't add stuff from here. So I'm going to go...
Extreme call blocker.
So I'm going to go into the blacklist here. Now, the first thing you have...
Blacklist total 1.
That's your blacklist total. Of course, I have one number because I haven't added Orin yet.
13 billion.
And of course, that is the number itself. Again, you cannot add people from this screen. I can probably understand why they made it this way. So that way, you can't just go in there adding numbers right and left. You have to be serious about putting somebody on this list. Because again, like some of the settings that you saw earlier that you could set up, I mean, it's not for anyone, you know, to be put on that list. You can't just put anyone on that you want to. And that's why I recommend that you keep that you turn on the call pop-up thing, the after call pop-up thing, because that will allow you to accessibly add numbers to the blacklist. And you can, if you want to, you can customize each one, or you can do what I did earlier and make a default action. So let's get it. Now, we'll go into blacklist entries. I'll take you into Orin's entry so I can show you how to remove it, of course. So don't worry about that. You can remove it. You can remove them by going into the entry. All right, let's go back.
Back. Extreme call blocker. Blacklist. Whitelist.
All right, let's go into the whitelist here. Now, there's a difference between these two screens. Let me double tap whitelist.
Extreme call blocker.
Okay, let's go in here.
Add numbers you do not want to block. Cannot have the same number also in blacklist.
Duh. Okay.
Phone number. Button 50, unlabeled.
That's add, I think.
List showing 0. Button 50, list showing 0 items.
Yeah, and then, okay, so button, yeah, you double tap this.
Extreme call phone number edit box.
And that, of
phone
course, the you type in the number from that. You double tap that number and you just add it manually.
Button 22 unlabeled caller ID. Edit
you
box.
Can
caller ID.
You can type in a custom caller ID that the phone will display when the number calls you.
Include all numbers under the same caller ID checkbox. Not checked.
Again, multiple numbers. That unlabeled button allows you to add more numbers.
Sound the ringtone even when phone is muted. Checkbox. Not checked.
Of course, I explained that earlier.
Sound message notification even when phone is muted. Checkbox.
That's sound message.
Search MSG content for this number. Also checkbox. Not checked.
Yeah, that's a good one. Like if you already have that number in there and you just want to add it, you can have it look for it to verify it.
Okay button.
And then that's okay.
Cancel button.
Cancel.
But call button.
And of course, if I double tap this unlabeled button here.
Alert select source to add number.
This allows you to add a number from sources. This is actually how I got that number onto my blacklist earlier, is that the number, like I basically said, okay, look in the call log for this number, you know, because he wasn't in my contacts. And I said, look in the call log and add it from there. And that's how Extreme Call Blocker kept a record. Now, when you delete the number, you can delete the number from your source after it is added, because that's so that Extreme Call Blocker, that's so that it can make it easier to make a record.
Select source to from contact list.
Of course, you can have it look in the contact list for it.
From call log.
From the call log.
From SMS MMS log.
And from SMS.
From block log.
And then from the block log, if, like, say you screwed up and you want to put this number on the white list, you can have it go look in the block log.
Add manually.
Add manually, that's you know, you do it yourself. Let's go back.
Back. Extreme. Button 5. List showings.
Now, some of you are asking, well, where the heck are all your contacts? Because there was that checkbox to whitelist all your contacts. It doesn't put them, my experience has been that it doesn't put them on the whitelist automatically. It doesn't put them on this screen. It basically allows for the numbers. It basically allows the numbers to not have to go through the after call blocking or anything like that. I guess it detects who's calling and then just goes from there.
Back.
All right, let's go back.
Extreme. Blacklist. Private MSG.
The private message box. I'm not going to go in there because I don't use that.
Profiles.
Okay, and then we have profiles.
Groups.
Groups.
Mobile monitor.
And then the mobile monitor. Now, if I double tap the mobile monitor.
Extreme call blocker. Mobile monitor setup.
And we're back at the setup screen that we were at earlier.
Extreme call right. Blocker. Ongoing notification can be turned off inside app setting. On.
All right, let's get out of here.
Home.
Because we're done. Now then. We are now, when you exit that app, it will not be in your recent apps list when it shows up. It will not be in there. So if you go into your recent apps, you can't see it. All right, everyone. Now we're going to demonstrate the features of the app one-on-one. I've got my friend Oren here who has willingly volunteered to be the guinea pig for this. He's on Skype right now. What's up, man?
Nothing much.
Yeah. All right. So he thinks he's ready for it. So we're gonna go through it now. Now he called me, and I removed it from my contact list. But he called me, and the pop-up that I told you guys about earlier came up. So let me walk you through this screen right now.
After call reminder.
It's called the after call reminder. Oren, can you hear that? Can you hear the phone okay?
Yeah, I can.
Okay. Yeah, I've got it going through the mixer. All right.
Phone number.
So first thing we have is it displays the number.
Caller ID. Unknown.
And it says unknown because he's not in my contact list.
Don't show again checkbox. Not checked.
Don't show again. I don't recommend you turn that on because it disables that from coming up at all.
Blacklist well, babe, that, I mean,
don't
you, I mean, do
again, checkbox.
Only
not
do
checked.
It if you you know, genuinely want to block this.
Exactly. Well, no, because once you do it once, you don't have to do it again. That's why, yeah. So, like, don't show again is basically you hate the call pop-up and you want it turned off.
Yeah,
and you want it turned off. But if you want to add a number to the blacklist accessibly, then...
That's the way to do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's the way to do it. Okay.
Blacklisted button.
Okay, so we have blacklisted,
whitelisted, cancel button,
and cancel. So I'm going to add to blacklist.
Blacklisted button. 16,090,000.
Okay, now we have the screen where we can edit the information. Now, I have to say that there are a lot of drop-down menus on this screen, and what I found is that in order to change anything on them, you had to find out exactly where they are and double tap them. So let's go through this screen real quick. So first we have his number.
On. Settings.
Oh, it's on. Wait.
Block log.
What?
Whitelist.
Oh, okay. okay, this is my fault. Okay, so you remember that in the, and you'll have to listen to the recording. Earlier I set up options so that basically the, and anytime I add to the blacklist from the call log, it will, from the call pop-ups, it will automatically cause stuff to happen. You heard me set it up earlier with the, where it would automatically hang up on the person. Things like that. So, okay. Let's see those things in action. Could you call me again and see what it does?
Yep.
Okay. All right. And you'll have to tell them what happens when you do.
I see it immediately. Just
yeah, it's immediate.
It rang like through and then just hang up immediately.
Yeah. It was very immediate. And you heard. Did you hear talk?
What? No, I don't know what TalkBack said, but it's funny because.
No, wait, hang on. It's. Let me see what this is.
Button 56. Call John. And.
Oh, dude, the call bomb feature activated again.
It did. Yeah, it came on. I think we talked over. Hold on a second. Let me get out of the call log. I don't know why I brought that up.
Home button. Home.
Okay. Can you do that again? But this time, let's not say anything so they can hear what TalkBack says. Okay.
You're texting me and I'm calling you. That's funny. There it is again.
New blocked call / SMS. Ringtone volume set to.
Okay, so basically you heard TalkBack.
1254. Call Brandon.
You heard. Now the call log will come up by default, but again, I actually set this up, Owen, so that it erases your, like every time you call me, it erases the number from the call log. So it basically prevents. I don't know that you called. You know, all it says is new blocked call, and you heard TalkBack bring the notification up that said new blocked call.
You know, and this is one of the reasons why I really wish Apple would add a clear all notifications thing, because I'm going to have like 30 notifications.
there's a call bomb in action. Okay. All right. I'm gonna have you do one more thing. I need you to try and text me this time.
Oh, let's see.
No, I'm trying to show them what happens. And because he's using his iPhone 5.
Actually, 4S.
4S, I'm sorry, my bad.
Oh, shit, does it just not go through?
New blocked call / SMS.
Yep, basically what it does is it erases. Now, you're going to get bombed again.
Yeah.
But what it did, see, when he texted me, what it basically did is it automatically erased it from the messaging app, like as soon as it came in. It left, basically, I set it up to leave no trace.
Wow, it's coming. They're coming in faster this time. Yeah. Sure.
You know, I feel so bad for the other person that I have on this blacklist because if he tries that, oh my gosh.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's, oh man, it's, yeah, if he tries that, oh man, he's going to wish he hadn't. But that, okay, now I have a couple of other options that I could have added. Basically, if I hadn't checked those global options earlier, I could have customized what it would have done to his number. Like, say, if if all I wanted was, like, say he was still my friend, but he called me too much, I could set it up so that the call would be silenced, but it would still show up in the call log so I could return his call. Or I could do it where it would just go straight to voicemail without... go straight to voicemail and I can check the voicemail. That also applies to texts. I have it, now erasing by default, but I could have had it put it in the block log so I could have looked at it and stuff like that. So there's a demonstration of it in action. And yeah, dude, I'll take your number off here in a minute so that won't happen again. But so now, what was your reaction?
Well, it's interesting because initially you told me that when you text somebody, well, I guess you customized it to do this, but I guess when initially you told me that when you text somebody is when you get bombed, but you didn't say that you can turn the call bomb on when you call somebody too.
Well, actually, dude, that's because I wasn't aware of it. I wasn't aware that I knew that you could it would send an auto response, but I didn't realize that it would bomb you.
Yeah. No, wait a minute.
How many of them did you actually get?
How many did I get? 14.
What?
Well, that's because I called you twice. I think it sent, I don't know, 3 or 4 of them.
No, because like when you texted me, I had it set up. I have it set to send you 20 of them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Maybe Sprint's having problems and all of them didn't come through.
Well, either that or it probably thought that I was harassing you and they may be trying to take action against me now.
Oh, man, that's funny.
You know? Oh, dude. You know?
Yeah.
But yeah, it...
That's funny though. It's awesome.
I know it is. I mean, well, and the idea behind when they implemented that call bomb was to get people back who were harassing you.
Yeah.
And I had it set to 50 one time, which nobody was ever the victim to that, but I did like for fun set it to 50 one time. I can't. You could have it send like 1,000 if you wanted to. I think.
Oh man, that's your worst enemy.
Yeah. Oh, you talk about the ultimate diss right there. You know, that would be. Oh man. All right. okay. So there you have it, everyone. There's a demonstration. And again, like I said, there were a couple of other options that I could have done. Normally, if you don't have those global options checked, like I was doing in the settings where you could have it like automatically take action. I could have had it, like I said, when you get to that screen, there are other options that you can get. Like when you click blacklist it, what would happen if you don't have those options turned on is that you would get a screen with the number, the caller ID, and then you would get various options, and they're all in drop down lists. And what you have to do is you kind of have to do some feeling around on the screen, and you double tap the various drop down menus, and you can change call blocking options, messaging options, and stuff like that. And so you can customize what the app will do for each person. So but I prefer to use it as a genuine call blocker. So like earlier when I set that up, I just prefer to have it hang up on the person. But and you notice, dude, that it didn't even ring on my end.
No, it didn't. I mean, it rang. I mean, it rang a little bit because it rang like maybe once, twice.
Yeah.
I guess to initialize it, but then it just. I mean, you heard
the beep.
Was it the dialogue sound? Because it's like a doing.
Yeah, that was the notification sound.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, that was the notification sound. And then you heard the beep, you know, of the phone hanging up. You know why I think it may have rung a couple of times for you is because the call was trying to be put through. I think that may be why. And then when my phone detected it, it automatically
hung up. When I texted you, it's kind of cool that the Apple like zoom sound didn't even
really?
No.
Oh, wow. That's a new one for me.
Yeah, the vroom sound that Apple the iMessage didn't go through.
Wow, that's insane. So, hold on, I'm getting back here. So there you have it, everyone. There's an app. There's a demonstration of the call blocker in action, and now I'm going to show you guys how to remove and to take a number off that you don't want blocked anymore. So. I'll be right back. Thanks for your help. You know? Yeah, and that won't happen again. Yeah, all right. Okay, I had a weird thing happen with the app just now, after that, the excitement of that. It caused Nova to crash. Basically, when I tried to go in there and launch the app the way I usually do, it wouldn't launch. And when I tried to go into the app drawer, Nova crashed. And so I had to add the app to my home screen and launch it that way. And it's basically assuming that I want to start from the beginning. So this will give me an opportunity to show you what you get when you first open the app. So when you first get it, this screen will come up. And basically it gives you, it's like a welcome screen.
Read for unhide the app, how to open to enable the...
Oops. Okay, sorry. This is like a tutorial screen, so what we have here is like...
To it, how you hit the, oh, don't show again.
I'm going up to the top here.
Ongoing note.
All right, here we are.
Open app button.
Okay, so first we have open app.
Don't show again button.
We have don't show again.
Open instruction.
And then this is like, this is basically the manual.
Open app button.
And then open app. Now, what if you, if, now if I was to move my finger around the screen.
Double tap to select. Double tap.
You'll notice that this
press.
Part is inaccessible.
Don't show again
so,
button.
I'm going to
click
show
again
don't
show
button. Again.
Extreme call blocker. Extreme on.
Okay, now it's on. Now we're going to go in there and we're going to. Have mercy on him and take his number out of the blacklist. So we're going to go to blacklist.
Settings. Blacklist.
Yeah, I'm not sure why that is. I guess this app doesn't behave very well after a block event if a custom launcher's in place. I'll need to let the developers know about that, so I will. I just discovered that, too. Because it took me a really long time to figure out how to actually blacklist a number. And then once I figured it out, Oren was actually the first person whose calls got genuinely blocked, by this app. So, you know, I was not aware that that was going to happen. So it was a lesson for me too. All right. So
what?
I'm going to go to blacklist here.
Extreme call blocker.
And?
Blacklist 13 billion. Unknown.
All right. So, of course, we have the number that I had in there before, and then we have
13 billion unknown,
which is Oren's contact. So now we're in a screen where we can edit options for this, and we can also erase the number, which we're going to do.
Edit blacklist.
Just edit blacklist.
Phone number. Edit box. 6. Search button.
And then this is if you, again, this is if you, like, if the number's on your phone, you can have it import the number to the list as well as the caller ID, but the number's in there.
Caller ID. Edit box. Unknown.
And then caller ID is I left that set to its default.
Message. Drop down list. Erase.
And of course, you remember that in the settings in the settings screen earlier, I set it up to where numbers that I blacklisted would automatically have certain actions happen to them. So the first one is erase.
Save button.
And then that's you can save that.
Cancel button.
And cancel. But I have found a catch with this.
D. R. Disabled. Set. Back button. C-V-B. Return. Delete. L. P. Disabled. Drop down list. Erase. Edit box, unknown. Search button. Double tap to select. Edit blacklist.
Okay.
Edit box, unknown.
It's never done this message before.
Drop down list. Save button. CX. Shift symbols. Back button. Back space. B. Space. Period.
The key,
return.
The
recent apps button. Delete.
The keyboard shouldn't be on the screen.
K. Delete.
Okay.
Space. Voice input.
All right, hang on. Let me see if this helps. Joshua.
Joshua. Joshua. Cancel button. Save button. Cancel. Extreme. Black. Unknown. Edit. T. Disabled. Cancel button. Save button.
Okay, I may be in...
Message.
This used to work.
Drop down
list.
Oh,
okay, hang on. Let me see if this works. All right, hang on.
Drop down list. Erase. Alert. Erase. Save in block log. Not. Edit blacklist.
Okay, there we go.
Disable. T. Drop down list. Save in block log. Edit box. Unknown. Drop down list. Save in block. Cancel button. I. O. P. Disable. M. Space. Back button. Space. Voice input.
Sorry, the last time I did this, it was fairly straightforward. Joshua?
Joshua. Edit box. Search button. Alert. Select. From contact list. From call log. From SMSM. From block log. Extreme call. Number. Caller. 16 billion. Caller ID. Plus one. 16,093,000,000. Edit blacklist.
Okay. Let me see if that fixed it.
Enable timer checkbox.
There it is. Okay.
Caller ID.
All right. So what I had to do there, and again, I'm really sorry that happened, but the last time I did this, it was a little bit different. When I added a number before, it was an older version. And so what you have to do, if you have to type in the caller ID manually, unless you have it like in the block log, and you heard what I did. I click search, and you know there's multiple options that you can do. There's multiple options that you can choose from. There's from call log, from contact, or you can do add manually, which is what it is by default. And I click from block log, and then add, just double tap the number, the entry in the block log, and then it put the number in the blacklist right there. I'm sorry about that. I was kind of confused because I totally forgot. Then in order to take the keyboard off the screen, you have to do that. And again, I hadn't done this in about two or three weeks, so I'm sorry. And again, and this is why I have it set up the way I do. When I did earlier, when I set it up to do things by default, because it saves this hassle. Okay, so now that we're in there,
edit box, unknown message.
They have the caller ID.
Drop down list. Save in block log.
And, of course, you heard me change that option earlier. Now, I have a word about these drop-down lists. What happens is that what I found is that if you double-tap it after you flick, it doesn't bring up the drop-down list. It somehow gets you back to the start of to the home screen of the app. So what I always do is I find where the drop-down list is on the screen.
Drop-down list. Edit box. Unknown.
Which is right below
drop-down
that
list.
Save caller ID,
log.
And that, so that would be messages.
Double tap to
so
change.
I double tap the message drop down list.
Alert, erase,
and I choose erase.
Edit blacklist.
And then I double tap that. Now let's go through this screen here.
Edit black. Edit box. Message. Drop down list.
Okay, now we have erase.
Cool. Drop down list. Hang up. No voicemail.
And then we have the call blocking option, which is right below the messaging option.
Drop down list. Hang up. No. Drop down. Drop down list. Hang up. No.
So I'm going to double tap this, and I'll
double
just
double tap to change.
And I'll walk you through this like I did earlier.
Alert. No action. Not checked.
No action. Why would you want to do that if he's on the blacklist?
Send to voicemail. Not checked.
And then you have send to voicemail, which is kind of like the do not disturb feature on iOS, where it'll basically just go straight to voicemail.
Hang up, no voicemail. Checked.
Hang up, no voicemail, which is what I have it set on, because if I blocked your number, I don't want to hear from you again.
Mute the call. Not checked.
And then mute the call is basically the call will come through as normal, but the phone will just be silenced.
Hang up, no voicemail.
So I'm going to click no voicemail just to get it out of here.
Block outgoing call. Include all numbers. Drop down list. Hang up, no. Include all numbers under the same caller ID checkbox. Not checked.
That is if this... let's say that the person that you're blocking wants to try and apologize, and so he wants to use a different number. If you specify that, you know, this number belongs to that particular person, it will basically categorize them under the same caller ID. Now, I'm going to leave that unchecked because I'm about to remove him.
Block outgoing calls checkbox. Not checked.
This is an interesting feature. This is if you... try to call the person, like if he's in your call log or whatever, if he's still in your call log and you try and call him, if you have this checkbox checked, it will actually prevent you from calling that person. In other words, like, avoid the temptation.
Enable timer checkbox. Not checked.
That will allow you to only block a person for a particular period of time during the day.
Button 47. Unlabeled. Save button. Cancel button.
Of course, we have save and cancel.
Button,
but the button that's right
unlabeled
above that is the one we want.
Alert error. Enable the timer control before
oh,
add timers. Okay. Error. Enable the timer. Okay button. Edit blacklist.
Okay, wait a minute. What happened to the delete button that used to be here?
Cancel. Button 47. Unlabeled. Cancel.
Let me click
extreme
cancel.
Call. 30. Alert. Showing items 1 to 7
oh,
of 7.
Oh, okay, 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 that's... Okay, now, this is how you delete a number. You, in the case of TalkBack, you do a tap, hold, and you get a menu of options. So let's go through them.
Disable blocking. Enable timer. Disable
so we have
blocking.
Disable blocking.
Enable
timer.
Call.
Call.
Delete.
Delete.
Add slash change photo.
And then add a picture.
Send call bomb.
And again, if you just feel like it, you can do that. Which I could bomb him again if I wanted to.
Send SMS bomb.
Of course, there's another SMS bomb. Now the call bomb will basically have my phone constantly call him, for a certain period of time. It'll just you know, like it's like a revenge thing. You know, keep calling him.
Call, delete.
I'm going to delete it, however, so I'm going to double tap.
Alert, confirm, delete. Confirm, delete number 16,090,000, okay button.
And of course, I'm going to now delete it. Of course, that thing that you just heard where it said delete numbers, like, do you want to do this? And so I'm going to click okay.
Extreme call blocker. Blacklist.
And now he's removed. So
home
all...
button.
All
home.
Call blocking is now disabled. So now the thing to do is just to add him back via the contacts app. Now, if you whitelist a number, there are some other options in there too. Like there's you can have it unmute the call, you can have it unmute the ringtone on silent, and a couple of other options that I'll leave you to explore on your own. So that about wraps this up. I know it's been pretty long. If you've made it this far, thanks a lot. For listening, and I hope that you guys have enjoyed it. I know that I didn't explore everything, but like I said, there are some features of this app that I do not use, and so I don't. I choose not to take advantage of them. So I hope that you guys have enjoyed this. If you want to contact me, the email address is coasterfreak88@mac.com. And you can get back to me on there, or you can follow me on Twitter at coasterfreak88. And I'll be happy to answer any questions that you have about this app. I am not pretending to know everything about this app. I mean, I just now discovered how to remove a number from the blacklist. I mean, that just shows you, because normally, I mean, if you put a number on the blacklist, why would you want to delete it unless, you know, you made an error or something? So I never really bothered how to learn how to do that, but then I remembered when you open the blacklist screen and there's nothing on it, you get a thing that says long press to edit, and long press on a number to, or short press, I think is what it says, on a number to edit. And so I decided to try a tap hold, and that's how the menu came up. Now the call bomb is again pretty self-explanatory. It basically, your phone will just keep calling that number for a set length of time. It'll just call hang up. I'm guessing that's what it does. I was wondering how to get to that feature, but I decided not to demonstrate it with him because I had already promised him I would add him back. And so, you know, anyhow. So I hope you guys have enjoyed this, and I hope to do some more podcasts if I discover other cool apps. So I hope you guys have enjoyed this, and take care.